back, hour number two. Glad you're along tonight. It's the night before Halloween, the year 2014. 2014 is almost over. We go in next week to the slide into November and December and then out the other side. Wow. And then we get to watch the carnival, the presidential carnival begin. All that garbage. Good God. How are we going to make it? 2 years worth.
Jeff, you recall, we are right on the state line. So we get two
states.
You
get to see everybody.
And you know Iowa is, I mean, they practically live here for months.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the, excuse me, phone calls that come, leaving very interesting messages. I have to say one thing before we get into the announcement, which is a little bit of trivia on the Steigers, which I think some people will find interesting. When we were trying to think of Martin Landau, Sherry was behind me going, Landau, Landau, because she had been in a movie with Martin Landau and spent a lot of time talking and sharing with. Now, the movie went on to be the, until very recently, the highest rated made-for-TV movies called Amusement Park, and or Death of Amusement Park, I think it was. And she's saying if people go to look, they won't to see the film, which they can get now, of course, through all the marvelous technology. Yeah, not to expect to see a lot of her, because the role that they had for her, she was to be the beauty contest winner. And then when she found out that along with that, to promote the film, she would be the centerfold in Playboy. And she said that didn't really fit with her philosophy.
Well, please thank her for sending back the autographed. It was hard to find that magazine.
Yeah. Well, she didn't do it. She didn't do it because she was just starting her spiritual center in Virginia Beach.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So she did do the. She's in the film. She's in the film, but not the big film that it would have been if she had been the beauty contest winner and so forth. So.
Well, all right. Something is better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, she was, like she said, she was on the set all the time, and there were numerous actors. It seems like, as she said, everyone was in the film, it seems. Mm-hmm. So it was a major film. So you can see it. It is real, and she is in it, but not the big role if she would be and end up. But the Playboy thing, that she wouldn't go along with that. She didn't think it fit when she would add. They wanted to advertise the movie, but, of course, she didn't think it would be positive advertisement for her spiritual center in Virginia Beach, which she was just beginning.
Well, I turned it down, too, so I thoroughly understand.
Yeah, even though it was a paranormal movie, she had.
Was it?
Yeah, it's about, what, a curse on an amusement park? A psychic who had a premonition that the amusement park was going to blow up.
You told me that once. I get it.
Did I tell you that once?
You did. You predicted it.
Yeah. So she was to be a psychic, and then she was to be... Well, anyway, we're a little bit of Steiger trivia.
That is a little family stuff. Okay, the worst choice for Halloween costume this year, without question.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, you know which one.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that. What are these people thinking? They're not.
An old buddy of mine today, another writer, you may know him, Jerome Clark.
Sure.
He wrote to me and said, how stupid can people get?
That's about it.
And I said, at this point in my life, nothing surprises me.
No, I'm there with you, but still, I wouldn't say it surprised me. It revolted me.
Revolted. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
And even we're talking about, we should say, the football jersey of Rice, the football player who cold-cocked his wife in an elevator and dragged her across the floor.
Here's another one. I've got another one. I wasn't thinking of that one.
Weren't thinking?
No.
I was going to say, how much lower can you get than that?
I haven't seen that one. That's new to me, but that's pretty good. All right, how about dressing up as an ISIS fighter?
Oh, geez.
With a knife to behead people.
Oh, no, no.
I've seen several of that. Pictures, just that. Like I say, I don't think it could get much worse. But you bring up a good one.
Okay. Judge not. But you can't help it, can you? You think, what? What are you people thinking? It means nothing to abuse your fiancé and your present wife and have that of your marriage.
It's not funny.
And people were buying the jerseys the next game, to him or whatever the heck people
not
think.
Funny. Not funny. Okay, let's go to look at the wonderful art entries this year. The Splash Art Contest, and you'll see it on the left column. Scroll down, click on the contest announcement graphic that James has put together, as he does every year, and we'll take a little walk down our entries. So go ahead and get those pulled up there. And what we did was there were some very good ones in years past that didn't win. And if one or two look familiar to you, we did allow a couple to resubmit.
That's only fair.
It's only fair. I mean, we get some of these years.
They're so darn good.
There's six or seven that could win.
Yeah.
And we have to restrict it to three. So anyway,
all right. It was tough.
Let's start with, we've got, in case you're new to this, or you'll see them right there, two across, two rows up and down, two across. And the first one, you can click on each one of them, and they will get bigger.
Bigger.
As if by magic. The first one is called Untitled, probably with good reason. But it is kind of cute. There's the Scarecrow, and the Corn, and the Flying Saucer.
And I think it's a werewolf.
It is a werewolf, no question.
Yeah.
On the left, and then the right is a spooky thing. It's
well done.
It's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
The werewolf is particularly repulsive, I must say.
I thought the werewolf had a certain sophistication.
It did have a certain something
class to it,
like body odor. Now, number two, if you slide your eyes to the right and click on that one, it'll pull up the full screen for you, and you can get an idea of the depth of it.
Yeah.
Quite interesting, quite unique. I like the idea of the orange pumpkins ascending,
right.
Or are they coming down? If it doesn't matter, we have had in the field of ufology for the past almost 3 years now, Peter Davenport has been really championing this issue of the red-orange fireballs. They're orange.
Mm-hmm.
They look just like this without the pumpkin face.
Right.
And they've been seen all over the place. Sometimes groups of 8, 10, 20, 30. Just strange. And they're not all Chinese lanterns. We can guarantee you that. What are these people?
They've been here a while. Remember my 48 Ford? I saw one.
Every time I see a picture of a 48 Ford, I often wonder how you manage to get the coffin in the back. That's what I just could never figure out. I guess if you took the top of the back seat out and slid it in the trunk.
I had to do a complete remodel.
Well, that's what we used to do.
Let's point out, too, the shadows in this piece of wonderful work.
Mm-hmm.
You see kind of the classic. There's Frankenstein, there's looks like a demon or devil, and looks like Peter Pan, for Pete's sake, and fairies, and Grimm could be...
Well, a pirate, And then on the left, who is on the left? The Demon of Fleet Street or something?
I was thinking Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Same idea. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very thoughtful. I wish I knew if the people were bringing the pumpkins and releasing them, I think. Or if, are they coming down? What are they doing, Brad?
Yeah, it seems like a mixture, but I think they have to be coming down. See, because they're reaching up. See the little...
Are they letting them go? I don't know. See, they're running up the hill with them.
They're letting them go because the people who are running are carrying them, and they're
running
them
up the hill. Yeah.
Anyway, that makes it even more delightful, right?
Agreed. Yep, yep. That's a good one. Okay, now we're going to go on next to row two and take a look there and see what
Monster
we have.
Monster Mash.
Now, there's kind of a classic theme. I must ask, I guess, was it Karloff that did the first version of that, the recording? Or was it just someone imitating him?
Just someone imitating him.
All right. Guess Boris was too classy to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a little rock group doing Monster Mash. Jay
Raynor. You have the classic. You got Nosferatu up in the corner, the mummy, and
I don't picture the mummy playing the drums. Maybe the werewolf.
Yeah.
He's a little too
mummy,
crisp.
I think parts would fall off. And
I would think.
He got a good tempo going.
A little crisp.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
Jay Raynor is the artist. We should mention the artist's untitled was S. Berryman. And the second one we looked at, Mr. Lindsay Hurlow from Wales in the UK. And the Monster Mash, Jay Raynor. And the next one is also a Jay Raynor, R-A-Y-N-O-R, Raynor piece. I think he has participated for a long time.
Oh, he has won at least twice. He's been the grand winner.
Now, Nowhere to Run is another very good one. That second row on the right, I like that one. I guess I'm not quite sure what they're screaming about. He's looking left, she's looking to her right.
Right.
They must just be generally petrified. Nice little Anthony Perkins hotel look, or house. I still have a question. What is he doing with a married woman out there? Never mind.
Yeah, can't he be her husband?
Some men don't wear rings.
That's true.
Real men.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. So let's note that.
Foolish
one.
Gathering.
It is.
And I don't know why you're always peeking. You're peeking over the mountain here. You're peeking in the window. I get to stand with a cape.
Well, that's peeking, not peeping. Just having a little look.
Yeah, before you come in, I suppose.
I
want to
know.
See if you're dressed appropriately.
It's hard to hold your head at that angle, let me assure you.
you're a man of many skills.
Well, I think it would have been better if I was horizontal, but whatever. Okay. That one,
Jack,
I don't know.
Jack is another. Jack has won at least twice. Jack is a wonderful artist.
Has he?
And this is terribly gory, but it's a good werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he's already been at the poor driver. I think he caused the crash, don't you?
Oh, there's no question.
I think he caused the crash and then pulled him out.
It does appear that there's been a vivisection underway.
Indeed.
Well, okay.
This is good. Now, Jack, as I said, has been a winner at least twice before. Excellent, excellent artist.
Okay, there's the werewolf. Now, we go down next to the frightening. The frightening.
Mm-hmm. I think this must take place in an asylum, don't you think?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. And the pumpkin-headed, can't really tell if it's a man or a woman, with the pumpkin head. And then there's, I don't know if that's the ghost screaming, but it's someone kind of ephemeral.
Odd. Odd, odd, odd. That's an odd one. Okay, next up on the right side, Twilight Preparations by Mark Leanweber. Thank you, Mark, for the submission.
Yeah.
And it's a black and white photo, and he's done some good things. What I want to know is, how much of this is Photoshop, and how much did he actually put in the yard there?
Yeah.
Beside the red eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, is there, I guess we can see through the woman in the white on the left, so she was added.
Pretty much.
And then the witch, I don't know if the witch is actually standing there, could be, I don't know.
And their cat.
I think the pot was added. But what is the witch doing? Is she speaking through a megaphone? What is that? I can't tell.
I thought she was taking a swig of reinforcement for the long night.
Well, I hope it's ethanol-free. I think you're right. Yeah, and the bats are about. So, nice little atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Very atmospheric. Looks like a good place to not go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, the one way in. Next row, Halloween Nightmare. Now, hey, this is by another Berryman. S. Berryman did the first one with the werewolf that we talked about, number one. And H. Berryman, age 6, I would suspect is related to Mr. Berryman.
I would take a wild stab and say yes.
That's a very cute little entry. And what I like about this is that there's a youngster who is thinking and creating and,
right.
You know, with a father like the senior Berryman, I think you're going to have, whoever this little person is going to have a great career ahead in art if he
Absolutely.
Or she, I think it's a she, if she wants to. Maybe it's
I think it is. Oh, I know it is a she. It is.
Okay. Well, that's good, and we'll watch. We'll watch. Good job. Thank you so much for that, young lady. Good work. All right, next over on the right, The Curse of Sneyd. It's S-N-E-Y-D. Is it Sneyd?
Or Sneyd.
Sneyd Hall. The Curse of Sneyd Hall. Jack, England. Another UK entry. We must have a lot of folks over in the UK.
Yeah,
this is another good one. This is
excellent.
This is hard because see this. Look at the glass. It's raining. Someone inside is by the fire, reading a book, a storybook, and obviously being surrounded, perhaps, by some of the things that he is reading about.
Right. But, standing right outside, salivating.
Yeah, well,
the monster, and I think that's a young, probably early teen child across from maybe dad or grandpa reading ghost stories to him, mm-hmm. and he starts to scream because he sees a real one outside.
Now, wait a minute. What? See the white thing down below the child? What is that? Am I looking at legs? What am I looking at?
Yeah, you're looking at the werewolf's leg.
No, inside the house, on the left.
Well, we have a lot of interesting pareidolia here. You can see faces several places.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least Sherry and I could.
Well, the werewolf already killed a driver, and I think he's pushing it a little here.
He just worked up an appetite, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, that's another good one.
Very good one.
All right, let's go down to the next one now. We have
Grin and Bear It
by Forever Night.
Forever Night.
That should be Grim and Bear It.
Very, yeah.
Don't know what
and
to
again,
make of that.
A lot of pareidolia in the faces of the fog.
What is this new word you have?
It's not a new word.
Pareidolia.
Yeah. When you you go through the woods, you see a log or you see a tree, you look at it and say, oh, there's Abraham Lincoln. There's the picture. There's, you look at a pancake and say, oh, there's the Virgin
Mary.
Oh,
it's another word for Rorschaching it.
Well, yeah, except pareidolia, you know, indicates our, this is one of our survival mechanisms. When we were trudging through the primeval forest, and we had to be alert, you know, is that just a bunch of leaves, or is that a saber-toothed tiger somehow staring?
So this is a survival mechanism
where you
see,
yeah, part of your brain alerts you, and then you really notice it, and then you make the distinction. Is
Cro-Magnon
or
somebody. Australopithecus. But as long as they could see Abe Lincoln sooner or later, they felt comfortable. Is that what you're saying? Now I see the proper way to pronounce the word is pareidolia. Now I got it. Okay.
Pareidolia. That's if you really want to confuse everyone.
That's my game. Okay. Now the next one is Spookishima.
Yeah.
Which is a good
Very
idea.
Powerful.
Very
yeah, powerful.
It is. And God only knows what that's eventually going to turn into. We're already seeing, I had gigantism here where I am this year. I've said this a lot. Wild mustard, I had 8 or 9 wild mustard plants. Instead of growing to 2, 2.5 feet, they were up over 8 feet tall.
Mm.
And I was absolutely exposed, as was everyone else, 2 to 3 weeks after the initial disaster on 311. I could taste it, I could feel it, I couldn't smell it, but I could sense it, and it lasted for about 10 days. I hope it was iodine-131, although there were hundreds of radionuclides, because the half-life on 131 is very short, and I'm okay now. It's been almost 4 years. But that's the truth. It was not pleasant.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant. Sherry checks your website every day because you keep up on it more than anyone else, what's happening there.
Well,
and we feel, you know, a link because you remember our daughter taught English in Japan.
I certainly do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go through the break here, Todd. I want to keep moving on these entries. American Nightmare is up next. American Nightmare by Brian Dunage, D-U-N-A-J. I hope that's right, Brian. We thank you for the entry. Very colorful, vivid. FEMA. And now what this does, it relates to the long-term rumor that people have seen tractor-trailer trucks full of guillotines being trucked around to set up and chop the heads off the troublemakers and scare the hell out of the sheep. But, you know, that's why it says FEMA up there. Affordable Care Act. No question. And there's the Oreo cookie himself, all lit up with his symbol on his forehead. He is an evil one, that one. He fits right in there. Good job on that one. Thank you. That's tying it all together, civil insurrection and the police doing their ugly thing in the background.
And we shall pray, not a vision.
Ah, indeed.
Just an artistic rendering of a vision, not a vision that is prophetic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, let's see. Next.
Gypsy spells.
Just because I have so much music lined up, I'm going to play some music here. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Gypsy Spells.
This is really a superb rendering. We have the wolf, we have the werewolf, we have all sorts of, and whether you want to call it pareidolia or pareidolia, we have manifesting. You can see there, you can see a true example, you know, is that just a bunch of leaves, or is that something more ghastly forming in those trees?
I like this one a lot. There's a couple I really like.
Yeah, they're...
This one is just excellent. The gypsy cart, perfectly rendered. The pumpkins, the dogs, the trees, the lanterns.
Don't forget the werewolf.
It's coming out.
Yeah.
Or coming from behind.
This was a tough year to judge.
Yeah.
Really,
well, look at the wonderful home, house, castle up in the background.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Lots
not
of
quite this tiger castle, but it's close.
No, it'd be one wing, maybe.
Yeah.
Pareidolia. Pareidolia. There's a woman in the middle. Is she dancing? What is she doing? I think she is dancing.
I think she's, if she isn't, she is surely getting ready to.
All right.
That's what gypsy women do.
They dance the pareidolia.
Yeah, that's it. I remember seeing Golden Earring with Marlena Dietrich.
Uh-huh.
Way long time ago, before most of the audience was even born. That was a World War II film of the gypsies.
Well, was Maria Ouspenskaya in there?
I think she was, yeah.
Can't make a gypsy film without her.
No, you can't. You can't, or you couldn't, bless her heart.
Okay. Very
Monster
nice.
Monster Chase.
Oh, my. Now, Brad and Jeff are chasing the evil ones. And
I think we're rushing to the soda fountain.
I always thought you were bigger than that, but maybe it's the the hair has you beat. I don't know.
Yeah.
You do look a little like Groucho Marx with a cigar. As I've always said that. But look at the formality of the dress. Both of us wearing ties, neckties.
Right.
Very nice.
I don't think I have one, do I?
Looks like a string tie.
Maybe.
No, maybe not. Well, see, next year you better dress more formally.
Well,
I put on a tie.
I never wear a necktie.
No, I wouldn't either. Bad memories, right?
Right.
Ancient memories.
Ancient
of a
memories.
A distant
to
life.
To be forgotten.
Yeah.
Thank anyway, goodness. Cute.
Thank you. That was a cutie. Okay, Georgie Porgy. Georgie Porgy, can you say can you recite the limerick?
Oh, Georgie Porgy puddin' pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy got the hell out of there.
He wasn't gay.
Something like that. He was, no.
But that was the last line.
He wasn't gay.
Georgie Porgy wouldn't play because he was gay.
Oh.
He didn't want to kiss the boys.
Okay.
Or he what?
He ran away anyway.
He did. He
now, look at all the wonderful pareidolia in the fog or the mist or whatever that accompanies Georgie as he stands there waiting for his treat. I think we really like the... The sister pushing the brother to go. Do you notice that? At least that's
go ahead. I'm
like
right behind you.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to us anyway.
Go ahead.
You know.
Give him a Tootsie Roll. Give him a Baby Ruth. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. I don't want to. Well, you're 2 years older. Push out. You go.
Actually, she looks older.
Well,
that's
she's
cute.
Smarter then.
Very cute.
Yeah, cute one.
I don't know. Now, that's a... What would you call that little creature outside there?
Well, he could be an alien. He could be an elf. He could be, I guess, anything he wanted to be.
Mm.
Maybe he's an example of the other.
I mean, he looks like
a
cross...
comes as a mixture of what the little children are seeing in their psyches.
He looks like a cross-dresser to me.
Yeah, but you live out in California.
No, I'm not in that state. I'm slightly above it.
Well,
right.
I was thinking of an earlier time.
It was a wonderful time. I never forget my chats with Jonathan Winters when I lived in Montecito, and it was fun. He was a wonderful man.
I think So often, every once in a while, when we're perusing your page or listening to you on the air,
listen?
Oh, every now and then, just to keep in shape.
Interesting.
But I think that you had almost an ideal. Now, I know there were bumps in your adolescent years. I'm recognizing that. But you had really a wonderful adolescence.
Well,
that's California dreaming. I'm sitting out here, yeah. You know, as a teenager going California dreaming. And you were living the dream, at least for part of your life.
Well, when we had, a lot of the guys had old cars, like old 48 Ford coupes and things. And
right.
We had, the surfboards were long then. They were 8-9 feet. And we would take out the top of the back seat and stick the boards in through the trunk, and they would actually go up over the passenger front seat.
Right.
And we'd all kind of just sit down below and next to, and we'd stick two or three boards in the car, and they'd stick out the trunk and tie the trunk down and go. That's how we do it.
Well, I was just going to say, we've had some Steiger trivia tonight. I thought we should have some Rents trivia, too.
We had, I had a 50 Ford Woody. And a 51 Ford Woody at one point.
And surfing, you were in paradise.
Oh, my God, I was so lucky. And I knew it. I knew every day was a blessing to go out on that water and I played volleyball on the beach, and it was wonderful. We all have, hopefully, we can look back and find some golden moments in amongst
right.
the turmoil and turbulence. It was not easy.
No.
It was not easy. But it was what it was.
Didn't mean to imply that, because you had the ambition to make the most of it.
Well, I've been financially on my own since I was 11.
Oh, my
Lord.
You have to
make things happen. You can't wait for the knock on the door, and you can't be a victim, and you got to just be proactive. Okay, now let's see.
Nouveau
Zombie by Jamie Andrews. What does visit mean? Must have a site. Let's see. Jamie Andrews. Oh, okay. Well, there's a site. So the artist has a site.
Okay. That's
right.
Fair enough.
Okay. Nice job. We are... let me go back here. I've got to go back to the actual art... of Jamie, and hold on, I'm not able on this particular browser to go in and out of my home page. I have to go back through the front door each time. Okay, Nouveau Zombie. Now this is a style of art that you see occasionally. Not exactly, but you got a hungry raven. Ouch.
Yeah. But at least the victim is in a state where he or she is feeling no pain anyway when he pops that eyeball out.
I would say. Looks like the other one's already gone. I can't tell.
That's gone.
All right, but not forgotten.
Not forgotten.
Okay, Jamie, very good. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And
The Dream by Wind Biscuit. Now this I think would make a nice card, don't you?
Oh, of course, it's a Halloween card.
Yeah.
We have had over the years many wonderful Halloween cards.
Oh,
just
boy.
Like countless Halloween ghost stories, which we'll get to, which really Brad and Sherry need to be put in a book. It's found money. Not that you're out to make money. But that's an old expression. I mean, it's a book. All the ghost stories that our wonderful fans and friends and listeners have sent in ought to be put in a book. How many times have we talked about
that? Out.
I mean, I think when they submit, they kind of agree that they're giving it up, and not that you're out to make a buck off anybody, but these are good stories, and they deserve to be disseminated under the Steiger mantle.
We have had some terrific ones over there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Our one of our benefactors, our publisher, He said, how many, when I said, you know, are you going to contribute to the prizes? And he said, oh, yeah, tell Jeff, I certainly will. Then he says, how the heck many years have you two been doing this? And, you know, I couldn't really come up with what, it's been 10 years? 1931.
I remember. Okay.
That's even a little before me.
Tiny. Tiny. It doesn't matter. We're all timeless. Back
we're
in
timeless.
A minute. Hold on, and we will continue. We've got a few more to look at, and then we're going to name our winners and post the winner up on the homepage at rents.com for the world to take a look at and enjoy. And we'll be right back. Don't know what they're saying, but they're saying something. Ah, and the wind is blowing. The wind is wonderful. Love the wind, especially when it's going through trees. Doesn't sound quite the same without trees. Now, we go back to our entries, and we've got to kind of get going here. We have just a few left. The dream is absolutely a Halloween card quality entry. No question about it. In the Mouth of Madness by Forever Night. Again, this is a good one, another one. This is, I don't know, how would you describe it, Brad? Hello, Brad.
Yeah.
How would you describe In the Mouth of Madness?
In the Mouth of Madness. I mean, it's one of those that I find particularly visceral. I mean, this kind of, I don't want to say it turns me off, but it, in fact, it doesn't. It's remarkably intriguing, but it just is so hard. If you can imagine, and you know, I think along with a lot of people, I project myself into what I'm seeing. I'm sure you do. I'm sure most people do. And to be in a horrible straitjacket that you can't get out of because it is supplanted mm-hmm. with another kind of belt situation beside it. And then this reptilian or...
Well, it's got tentacles.
With the tentacles, it's just... it's a nightmare. It really is a nightmare, I guess is how I would have to describe it.
Yeah,
the
I
mouth
agree.
Of madness.
All
absolutely.
Right. Very good. All right, then we've got All of Them Witches by either Charlie Sue or Charlie Sue. I don't know who. Probably Charlie
I
Sue.
I kind of like Charlie Sue.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, this
I'll say.
You know,
unfortunately, reminiscent.
I thought this was very good. I wish it would have just had a different focus, a different angle. If we would have, I realize you're trying to get the pentagram in there, but if we would have been able to see, because there's some traditional, very ancient mass that would be done at a witch's circle, that would be done on a Halloween, that would
well,
be done
I was going to say, unfortunately, they're doing this today. We have the cult is very much alive and lurking in the shadows all around the world. Very evil things going on this planet, as Brad and Sherry know as well as anyone.
This well, is, and then we have, as we so often do in life, we have, you know, are you a good witch or a bad witch? You know, we have...
or a sandwich.
Either. Yeah, well, we have many, many fine friends who are Wiccans. And, you know, wouldn't have anything to do with the horrible stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, and Jeff, I don't know anyone who focused on it more than you do. We just have a horrible strain of meanness and madness that it seems to be just swirling its negativity around the world.
I never imagined I would see or experience or sense or just it's a deluge of it. It's dark It's contrived. It's very malicious and malevolent, and it is truly everywhere. You're right. You are right. It's worldwide. Up in Flames is our last entry. John Tabor. Thank you, John, for that. I think this is a good idea. I would have liked to have seen a lot more intensity in the colors, I think. But it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I think it's... And please, take this in the most positive sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it looks like an idea, just like you say. It's an idea, but it's not fully developed.
I think so. That's a fair way to put it. So don't give up, John. You've got clearly talent, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And all our entries come from people who care, and we really appreciate all of you very much. So, Maestro, without a drum roll, we'll ask you to go ahead and name the winners, I think is
okay.
The way to do it.
You want me to do all of them, or you, I do the one?
Wait a minute, someone's coming in the door here. Will you speak more clearly? I had to close the door on him. I don't know what he's saying. Babbling.
Oh, that was an intriguing little departure there.
Babbling.
Okay, then, I will. And I know all of us judges deliberated late into the night morning, but we came up with number one, A Happy Halloween by Mr. Lindsay Hurlow.
Congratulations, Mr. Lindsay Hurlow. Very nice.
From Wales, UK.
Now, that's for you who may not have time to look up the names. That's where the pumpkins are going up into the sky or coming down from the sky. I don't know which. But either way, it's a nice one. It's a nice dynamic to it. It's got depth. It's got action, motion. It's all there.
And then I don't know if saying this makes it better or makes it worse for Stacy Ango Veligier for Gypsy Spells. This could as well have been number one. I mean, we debated and it's superb. It's superb, but we just felt totally capturing the spirit of Halloween. That's why Mr. Lindsay Hurlow is number one, and Gypsy Spells, the wonderful, is number two.
All right, that's like I say, those two are so darn close.
So close.
Yeah. I just, the night sky, the stars, mm-hmm. the pumpkins, the jack-o'-lanterns, whatever you want to call them, going up, and then the shadowed figures below. Very, another postcard. That's another perfect Halloween
perfect.
Greeting card, postcard, whatever. It's outstanding.
Perfect.
Well, in fact, both of them are. Yeah.
And then, really difficult for number three. They're all, Jeff has said it, I'll say it as well. Sherry will echo it. There are so many wonderful ones. But somehow we focused on Georgie Porgy as having just the right amount of spookiness, whimsy, fantasy. Uh-oh, what's next?
Well, the kids hiding behind the door or next to the door frame, very cute.
Very cute. So that's our number three. And then we have an honorable mention.
Yeah, this is nice.
And that's Halloween Nightmare by H. Berryman, age 6. We're giving an honorable mention to encourage an artist of tomorrow.
Very nice. Well done. Now, I fought and fought for Jeff and Brad's Monster Chase, and they wouldn't give in. And then I fought and fought for Untitled, and they wouldn't give in there either. And I made a cursory effort at Ghoulish Gathering. No luck.
Well, as I said, we We went back and forth and back and forth among the judges.
Had nothing to do with my picture being in those, by the way. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing, no.
Nowhere to Run is another one. That's real close there. I just don't know.
I know. You were...
We're good.
Just a few things that...
We're good.
And Jay Rayner is a magnificent artist. And we have so many magnificent artists.
Yeah.
It was really tough. It was really hard this year. So congratulations to all who entered, and thanks, and see you next year.
Yeah, please. And let's see if James has already put up the winner on the Rents homepage. So it's there. And
great.
You can see the other two winners by clicking right below. So that's our salute, our tribute to our contest entries. And do remember, we'll be back next year. So start thinking, because it comes around quicker than you can imagine. Mr. Lindsay Hurlow, the winner this year from Wales in the UK. Good job, all of you. Thank you very much. And I just think that we have two or three Class A Halloween greeting cards there. We always do. Just superb. I want to...
We really should explore, if people are of like mind and willing. It does seem, even though we know you've got the largest website coverage in the world, so we know that hundreds of thousands or millions are seeing these, but, I just think there's a wider audience, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. This is a pass-along website. I don't know how many stories I posted today. Yesterday? The day? I put up 95 stories at one time, and I think it was today. And all these stories are, they're selected, they're sequenced, they're organized. I try to group and make them flow, and then I rewrite most of the headlines to make them more interesting. And it's a job that I'm glad people appreciate. I'm doing it for people who care. Same reason you and Lady Sherry write your books.
Oh, that's really, even though it might sound corny to some people, if you don't do it for that reason, then...
You shouldn't be in the business.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
You shouldn't.
No. I would like to know from Mr. Lindsay Hurlow if the pumpkins are coming up from the ground or coming down from the sky. I don't really care.
Solve the mystery.
But
the mystery.
It's very cute. I just see the little girl or the little something reaching up for one, and hard to know. It doesn't matter. It's a neat winter, and we are very happy with all of our entries. So we'll pause on that note. And come back with more. Next hour, our real ghost stories.
And boy, that was tough.
No, too tough for me. We'll be back. We're going to read, I guess, our first number 1, 2, and 3 coming up.